My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Agnes talk about having Jesus in their life. Or maybe not, as they celebrate their 5-month internet anniversary. But what they may need more than Jesus is Davin's accountant. So listen and enjoy.
Be with you, honey.
Wow.
But this situation is really hard. What are you going to do? Are you there? My time is up. Hope we talk tomorrow. I go,
bye.
I you know, it's funny because that whole thought, I'm just not looking at it like, you know, this whole love thing. I'm just looking at it at this poor schmuck in a mess.
But the one consistent, the one consistent thing about this character, hers, is Christ, and that's what they all.
And I
now am taking you, Jesus Christ, and saying you got to spit him out.
But here's the whole thing with the
spit out that way
with the religious thing, with the religious thing. People that are falling prey to this are probably, you know, obviously lonely people.
Well, they go to Christian single sites,
right? They go to Christian single sites, or also if you're that lonely, sometimes you turn. You're older. You're more religious. You get more religious as you get older.
And so you're going to be seeing God soon.
Well, that's there. I'm starting to do a whole segment. I'm writing a whole segment about this.
If I were you, I would too.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, but
tell myself hello.
But you throw that Christ thing, and chances are, you know, people get suckered into that. That's a big little fish there.
You're right. You're right. That's what they. Oh, of Jesus must be a good person. And we've talked about that on the show. They play that fucking card.
Also, if you lost your loved one and you're on, you have a tendency to be more, you know.
More Jesus-y.
More Jesus.
Unless you're bitter.
Leaning more on religion.
Sure.
Yes.
To get you through that situation. So they figure if you're in that headspace there, they throw that thing, oh, yeah, Jesus, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Wrong. I mean.
And religious people are good people.
Yeah, legitimately.
But in the
five
months, she never could have seen this coming.
No.
Because I've been playing along with the Jesus. I've had my moments back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'm not a non-believer, but I'm certainly not renouncing the Jesus. Mm-hmm. And now finally I'm embracing the Jesus, doing what she said to make myself whole. And the Jesus is like, oh, slow your roll. I didn't wind up on this cross for you to pursue this whore. Yeah. Maybe this bitch can clean up the plates at the Last Supper, but I don't think you should be with her.
Wow.
Well, and she signed off, but I didn't realize this. I go, tomorrow is 5 months ago that Facebook brought us together.
Wow.
Yes, we have a lot to think
really?
About. 5 months.
Five months. Mm-hmm. And you're the bitch. You recognized your anniversary.
So I go, I guess our relationship is changing. Saturday morning, 7:39 a.m.
Wow. Did you call the accountant yet?
She's working on the weekends.
Wow.
She goes, but our love will never change. I still love you. So I wrote on Agnes's wall so everybody could see.
Yes.
I'm proud of my love. Not on my fucking wall, but on her wall. Happy anniversary, Agnes! It is 5 months ago today that you magically popped on my screen. I am so glad we've been together ever since and hope we have many years and months together. Love ya.
Oh,
so if they're so if they don't know, they think people might think I'm an asshole.
Right.
But if she's scamming other people with this character. Exactly. I have just thrown a monkey wrench into other bullshit.
Yes. Oh, that's crazy, man. I don't know him. I'm just going to be backpedaling like a monk.
Now, I'm still thinking of that same mindset about that guy. Now, you're beginning to be a fucking problem.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm thinking, Joe?
But like I said, through this whole thing, I'm thinking of that guy.
But that's why we do this.
Yes.
But now, just thinking of that guy on the mat, that you're the guy that's just making his day go by. You know, you're the guy that but now... You're that fucking, you know, now you might be fucking a gig up.
Well, let's see what happens on Sunday, shall we?
Oh, yes.
On Sunday. How is your family? She says. I go, stressing me out, but they're okay. How is Michael? She goes, he's fine, but he's on my tail, worrying me always for his needs. I go, being a parent is not easy. Gerbils have it right. Eat your young.
I've always said that.
She goes, yeah, it isn't at all. But being with your partner is the best. I goes, if they're the right partner, I absolutely agree.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to get.
She goes, have you been able to meet with the accountant yet?
Oh, starting so early in the morning.
I go, I try, but before we get into that whole scenario, we really do need to talk about us.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, honey, we are not perfect. As human, we will sin. Don't let anything get in between us. Not until the payoff, stupid.
Yeah.
I go, well, I think we need to make a choice. She goes, I've made my choice to be with you. What about you? I go, if we are together, then clearly we do not have the support of our priests and therefore Jesus. Both of our priests have told us we should not continue this. Are you prepared to walk without Jesus? And then there'll be extra feet prints in the sand.
Yeah, absolutely. All of a sudden, there's, oh my God, there's two.
I was
going
to carry you. Yeah. And there's four prints now.
And she's like, get off my back.
Get off.
This ain't no piggyback, stupid. Yeah. Look at my hands. Look at my feet. Nails in them. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Now I got to carry your ass off. Off.
No, we're not. No, we're not doing wheelbarrow races. That's sacrilegious. She goes, anyway.
Well, not to you. Don't believe in him.
No, I believe he existed.
Just a guy.
I believe he's working wonders for me right now. Jesus has never been more useful.
He might convert.
Maybe I'll buy one of his pieces of jewelry. They seem nice. Start out maybe with some beads and maybe get the gold thingy that you guys all like.
Don't look at me.
I will not. She goes, anything for you. We can change later when we meet. I just want to make anything possible to help you. If writing the movie will allow us to meet, then so be it. I go, I don't know how I feel about being the reason Jesus is not in your life anymore.
Yeah, can we stop? We're going to change later when we meet this whole big issue. And whole, ah, we'll change later when we meet.
Yeah, you know what?
That was a very big issue.
Yeah, and it's like,
about a day or so
ago. You know,
ago.
Joe, it's like when you're working at the nuclear plant. And all of a sudden, there's a fucking meltdown. You start to hit whatever fucking buttons you can just to make it go away.
Right, because that was a major league issue. Ah, I can bear with me.
She is in meltdown mode.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
If your theory is always like, come on. And they're fucking brainstorming it as quickly as they can.
Yeah. Keep him.
I got the whole team working over here. Mm. And there's Tebow. Hey, I can help you. I know the Jesus. What do you think? And even Ghana Ryan's like, nah, Tebow, stay there.
Yeah, stop with that pose. Yeah. It's really annoying.
She goes, we can pray and get back to him later.
That's what I'm saying. A whole big issue. This major league opponent.
Yeah, she's really? Suggesting you put Christ on hold.
Please stand by.
Please stand by.
Scammers are working.
For more Davin's Den scans the scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.